This is Radio Nepal. I am Dila Prasai with the news, the headlines first. Both sessions of Federal Parliament postponed again following protests from opposition parties. Prime Minister Pushpa Kamal Dahal Prachanda directs concerned authorities for prompt relief, rescue and resettlement efforts during disasters. Communication Minister Rekha Sharma rules out possibility of government toppling, citing people's full support, and Gujarat High Court rejects leader Rahul Gandhi's plea to stay defamation ruling. Now the news in detail. Rescheduled meetings of both houses of the Federal Parliament could not take place yesterday as well due to protests from the opposition parties. The meeting of the House of Representatives scheduled for yesterday has been put off through a notice. The meeting was called for 3 p.m. yesterday but was postponed citing special reason. The Federal Parliament Secretariat through a notice stated that the House of Representatives shall meet next at 1 p.m. on the 9th of July. The main opposition, CPN UML, has been obstructing the Parliament meeting in protest against a statement made by Prime Minister Pushpa Kamal Dahal Prachanda in a book launching program on Monday. Likewise, the National Assembly meeting has been postponed due to obstructions from the CPN UML. Deliberation on the various headings under the appropriation bill in the National Assembly has been rescheduled on the 9th of July. Prime Minister Pushpa Kamal Dahal Prachanda has directed concerned authorities for prompt relief, rescue and resettlement efforts for people affected by disasters. Addressing the 11th meeting of the National Disaster Risk Reduction and Management National Council in Singha Darbar yesterday, the Prime Minister instructed the bodies concerned to make pre-information system related to disaster more systematic and effective for disaster risk reduction and management. Prime Minister Dahal stressed the need for spreading public awareness and using modern technology for disaster risk reduction and management. The Prime Minister also stated that all should be sensitive towards the increasing impacts of climate change across the world. He emphasized on formulating hydrogen leadership roadmap, leading water and energy sector in Asia-Pacific region, accepting the potentialities of energy sector. Prime Minister Pushpa Kamal Dahal Prachanda has pledged that the government will take maximum efforts to address the demands raised by the power producers. During the meeting with office bearers of Independent Power Producers Association Nepal at Balwatar yesterday, Prime Minister Dahal said the government would take initiatives to provide compensation to the projects damaged by landslide and flood. He shared that necessary preparations and initiatives were underway for the implementation of agreements made during his recently held India visit. Meanwhile, Prime Minister Dahal has said health academies are expected to play a special role in producing required health force and enhancing people's easy access to healthcare services. In his address to the 6th Senate of the Pokhara Academy of Health Sciences yesterday, Prime Minister Dahal stated that the production and service delivery system of the academy should be standard, convenient, impartial and accessible to all the citizens. Deputy Prime Minister and Home Minister Narayan Kajistrasta says corruption control, promotion of good governance and social justice are the top priorities of the government. Talking to journalists in Lalitpur yesterday, the Deputy Prime Minister said the government had focused on social and economic transformation. He added that political achievements should be expanded to the field of social and economic development to bring about socio-economic transformation in the country. Minister for Communication and Information Technology, Rekha Sharma, has ruled out any possibility of government toppling as it has full support of the people. Addressing a program organized by the Press Center Nepal in Kathmandu yesterday, Communication Minister Sharma clarified that there was no relevance and need to unseat the government had been carrying out people-oriented works. Minister Sharma further stated that the government would not stay back from providing justice to victims and taking action against perpetrators. Regarding obstruction in Parliament by opposition parties, Minister Sharma said it was a matter of sadness that the government could not put forward important and sensitive subjects like the replacement bill to give justice to loan sharking victims. Minister for Labour, Employment and Social Security Sarat Singh Bhandari has urged the Parliamentary Committee to allow permission for women to go for foreign employment in a legal and systematic way. In yesterday's meeting of the Parliament's Industry, Commerce, Labour and Consumer Interest Committee, Minister Bhandari suggested the committee rethink on its earlier decision of restricting women going abroad for foreign employment. The committee had prohibited the women workers going for overseas employment after many incidents of domestic violence facing by women workers in the past. CPN Yama Chairman KP Sharma Oli has expressed the party's willingness to engage in talks with the ruling parties to address the current issues in the country. In his address to the All Nepal National Free Students Union ANNFSU Nepal 10th National Gathering in Kirtipur yesterday, the former Prime Minister said his party was ready to hold dialogues with the ruling side centering on existing problems facing the nation. The former Prime Minister added that anarchy and violence were being dominant in the name of democracy and it should be discouraged. Qatari Ambassador to Nepal, Yusuf bin Mohammed Al-Hill, has paid a farewell call on National Assembly Chairperson Ganesh Prasad Timalsina. In his meeting at the office of the National Assembly Chairperson Timalsina yesterday, Qatari Ambassador Al-Hill discussed the bilateral ties between Qatar and Nepal being deeper and broader in the areas such as employment, trade, investment and tourism. Timalsina commending the Qatari government for providing employment opportunities for Nepali in big number, expressed his satisfaction over the contributions of Nepali migrant workers to uplift Qatar's economy. Acknowledging the contribution of Nepali migrant workers in Qatar in country's economy, he said that Nepal was committed towards making foreign employment safer and well-regulated, adding that Nepal had accorded high importance to sending semi-skilled and skilled workers to labor destinations such as Qatar and other countries that had scope for labor market. Similarly, Qatari Ambassador Al-Hill praised the contribution of Nepali migrant workers towards development of Qatar and said the Qatari government was serious towards providing as much as facilities for them. Properties worth over 60 million rupees have been damaged by the recent monsoon floods and landslides in the eastern Nepal. A total of 54 houses were completely destroyed while 20 houses suffered partial damages in the disasters, according to the Disaster Risk Reduction and Management Authority. In the 11th meeting of the Disaster Risk Reduction and Management National Council yesterday, authorities executive director presented the latest updates about the monsoon related disasters. The meeting was chaired by Prime Minister Pushpa Kamal Dahal Prachanda. Similarly, 34 people have lost their lives to the incidences of disasters, while 25 have gone missing. Monsoon entered in Nepal on June 14, and monsoon caused disaster has so far affected 64 districts. You're listening to Radio Nepal, 8 AM English News Bulletin. We continue with the international updates now. The Gujarat High Court has dismissed Indian opposition leader Rahul Gandhi's appeal seeking a stay on his conviction in a criminal defamation case. Gandhi was sentenced to 2 years in jail in March for his 2019 comments about Prime Minister Narendra Modi's surname at an election rally. He was disqualified as a member of parliament following his sentencing. On Friday, the BBC cited the Congress party as saying Gandhi would appeal against the order in the Supreme Court. Gandhi will not be arrested until he has exhausted all legal appeals as his arrest was put on hold. Friday's decision is being seen as a setback for the Congress leader, as it means he cannot contest national elections due next year. The US will send Ukraine a cluster of munitions package to help in its counteroffensive against Russia. According to the BBC, the White House said it had postponed the decision for as long as it could because of the risk of civilian harm from such an unexploded ordnance. Ukraine has been asking for the weapons for months amid an ammunition shortage. Cluster munitions, which are banned by more than 100 countries, are a class of weapon that contain multiple explosive bomblets called submunitions. US President Joe Biden said in a cable TV interview that it was a very difficult decision on his part to send the bombs. Now the general weather forecast for the country for today. Forecasting division says the weather is likely to be generally to mostly cloudy throughout the country. Light to moderate rain with thunder and lightning is likely to occur at some places of the country. There are also chances of heavy rainfall at one or two places of the Koshi province, Madhesh province, Gandaki province and Karnani province. Kathmandu's weather report now. Maximum temperature of 30.3 degrees Celsius and minimum temperature of 21.7 degrees Celsius. With this news, we have come to the end of this bulletin. But before we wrap up the headlines once again. Both sessions of Federal Parliament postponed again following protests from opposition parties. Prime Minister Pushpa Kamal Dahal Prachanda directs concerned authorities for prompt relief, rescue and resettlement efforts during disasters. Communication Minister Rekha Sharma rules out possibility of government toppling, citing people's full support, and Gujarat High Court rejects Rahul Gandhi's plea to stay defamation ruling. Well, that's all that we have for this edition. Our next English News edition is at 2 in the afternoon. You can also listen to us online at our website www.radionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Stay tuned, stay safe and have a good day.